So this part is specifically on the Angel One project. Do you have any idea what Angel One is? First angel of Revelation 14. As we have been very focused traditionally as Adventists on the third angel, the doom and gloom and destruction. Do you know the message of the first angel? The everlasting gospel. And yet it's fascinating to me that even when I've heard an Adventist preacher talk about the first angel's message, they always focus on the last part of it, which is what? They always focus on the rough part. Well, let's go to Revelation 14, chapter 6. Oh, I can read it on the cover of my box. Then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every tribe, nation, language, and people. And then after that it says, fear God and keep His commandments, right? So that's the part I always hear Adventist preachers talking about. 14:6, 6 and 7. But it amazed me, because I've seen titles or somebody's going to talk about the first angel's message, and then it turns out to be the last part of it. But people, for some reason, don't focus on the gospel very much. And so I'm completely focused on the gospel part of that, because what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news about Jesus, right? And so that is the only thing that can prepare us to be ready for the time of trouble at the end. And so, like I said in the first seminar, I found that high school students, especially public high school students, the struggle is not over what doctrine to believe, it's whether or not to be Christian. And so my focus is very much on the gospel, who Jesus is, how to have a relationship with Him, how to give Him a try. And then once you've made that commitment, then we can build upon that foundation with a better understanding of who He is, which is what the doctrines do, is help us to have a better understanding. And so this is Angel One, so this is gospel evangelism. We have a lot of materials out there for doctrinal evangelism, things like Amazing Facts, all of those different organizations. There's a lot of Bible studies out there, but there's very little on just the basic gospel and what that is. So I'm going to open up this Angel One kit. So the way this started is one of our weeks of spiritual emphasis, we are partnering with California School Project. They are a nonprofit evangelical organization next to Biola University in Southern California, and they are committed to evangelizing every public high school in the state of California. And now they have Illinois School Project, Florida School Project. I think they've gone nationwide. California School Project. So on my website here, there's a link to them. It's all the way down at the bottom. And so they came and they were teaching us how to do sidewalk evangelism, and they had these old campus crusade tracks from like the 70s. They were these old crusty things, and it's got the four worlds, and like where they draw the cross between two valleys. Have you ever seen those things from campus ministries? And so there's just these outdated things, and kids are like, oh, what is this? And they'd staple a couple together, and they're just really not good. And you open them up, and they're just confusing. They're written for a different era. And so I thought, well, I used to be a literature evangelist leader. I know what literature looks like. I've written a book or two. It's like, I bet I can put something together a little bit better than that. So the concept is, this is an outreach either for Adventist students that go to a public school. Academy students can do this. College students can do this. What it is on the sidewalks outside of a public high school when kids get out for the day. The sidewalk's public property. Anybody can be there. You don't have to have permission. You don't have to have club status. You can just be on the sidewalks and get into a conversation. And with these evangelical groups, they like to make a gospel presentation. Do you know what a gospel presentation is? That's where they talk like the four worlds, which is the world was created for good. The devil came in and tarnished it, made it bad. Jesus came to save us. And now you can have a beautiful life in heaven. So it's kind of their four-step progression. It's like, well, that's a great controversy. That's our message. It's like, why aren't we teaching Adventist teenagers to give a gospel presentation? Maybe if we taught them how to share a very simple gospel presentation, maybe they'd get it for themselves and understand it. Because we are so good at our distinctive beliefs, both the gospel, we struggle a little bit more. So what I did is wrote a little book called The Light Booklet, Light for a Dark World. And what it does is this is basically a gospel presentation. And so it has an introductory section, which is just a couple pages, very short book. It's got a lot of pictures because kids like that. And so these are really geared towards is a training tool for the students that you know in your youth group that want to do outreach or anyone that you want to teach the gospel to. So it has an introduction talking about how evil our world is. I start out with the evil that surrounds us, and it's talking about all the kinds of terrorism, all of the violent, terrible things we hear about so every day in the news. The media is so all about telling us every person who got killed anywhere on the face of the planet. It's just everywhere, and it can be pretty discouraging. So it starts out with the evil that surrounds us and talks about that, and then it goes into a little section. It's called the Jesus Intervention. Whoops. And talks about how Jesus came to save us from that and to help us. And then it gets into the way we claim Jesus' sacrifice for us is to have a relationship with him. And so it goes over a very brief overview of how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And then just like the demoniac, as soon as the demons were cast out of his life, Jesus challenged him to go and share with others. So then you go through, and each one of those sections, you write out kind of your own testimony. So there's an overview of the evil that surrounds us. And so then you can talk about in your town, what are some of the bad things that people are scared of? What's going on? For a while at Tokay High School, everybody was using Ouija boards. All the parties on the weekends were all these Ouija boards. And kids would come to the Christian club who'd never been before, weren't even Christian, like, what was that we saw? And they were freaked out. So you talk about whatever's going on in your town, whatever is the latest tragedy, whatever's going on. And so you can personalize each of these steps. You talk about, hey, man, our neighborhood's so bad. There's all this violence over here. People are getting hurt. But, you know, God didn't create us to be that way. And so I've connected with him, and you can share a little bit of your testimony. And then you share with people how they can have a relationship with Jesus. And so this teaches you how to always be prepared. What does Peter say? Always be prepared to share a reason for the faith that is within you. So this is a very simple tool to help you to be able to know how to share the gospel. So if you're a Christian club, whether it's your youth group at church, whether it's a Christian club at school, say, hey guys, we want to start doing some sidewalk evangelism. So we're going to get some of these Angel One kits, okay? We're going to sit down with our group, and we're going to read these books together and learn what the gospel is and how to share it. Just you've got your own testimony that you can always share. And then you're going to sit down, and you're going to go through all the different leaflets. And these are all the different topics. So this one, stop kissing frogs. When you get into the conversation that we'll go through, this is one. So this is the girl-to-girl series. So girls can go out. There's a survey on the bottom of the box. Okay? It gets into questions, but you can develop your own survey for the girl-to-girl series. So you go through, you get familiar with all the different leaflets so you know what they talk about. So I'm kind of skipping around here to let you know what's inside a little bit. So you've gone through the how to share a gospel presentation. You know a little bit about what all the different leaflets are about. And the instructions sheet inside gives you an overview of each leaflet, what each thing is in here, and how to use it. On the website, it has more instructions. So, okay, you understand what's in it. You know how to share the gospel. And on the website, it has how to be safe, out witnessing, you know, how to be careful. So you go out on the streets after school. You're out on the sidewalks with your group, maybe five or six of you. Have people at least two by two and have an adult somewhere supervising. You don't have to have an adult in every group, but as long as there's someone there, they can call over if there's more questions. And then the survey's on the bottom. And if you're wearing an Angel One t-shirt, that is always a bonus because then you can say, hey, my name's Scott. We're with the Angel One Project. Today we'd like to ask you a few questions about your world. That's a pretty good opener, right? As a call porter, I did that for many years, a thing called the prospectus. It says, our world is falling apart. It goes through all that kind of stuff. So, this is a large. Anybody here wear large? All right, there's a t-shirt. And I've got a couple more larges. And I've got other sizes at my booth, but I'm almost out of t-shirts. So whoever's in here gets them first. Everybody else will. Back at my booth, I should have a couple. Yeah. So we can look at that. So you're out there with your t-shirt on with the Angel One Project. I'd like to see how you... I'd like to ask you some questions about your world. So the survey has questions right here. It says, number one, are there any events you hear about in the news or around town or school that bother you? If so, what are they? And so you're asking them how they feel about things. And so some of these can be a lead-in to giving your gospel presentation. Number two, what is the worst tragedy that's happened to you personally that you're willing to talk about, and how did it affect you? Get down to number four. If God really does exist, do you think he's good or evil? Explain. Because some people think that God's there, but that he's bad. And so you can start to see where someone's coming from. And so at whatever point where the conversation kind of takes off, this is just to get you started. Okay? So you may be familiar with other evangelism, literature evangelism projects. Okay, there's the door-to-door MAGA booking, selling books. You're there, you sell it in some other town, then you go home and the book does the witnessing. We've got the GLOW style of evangelism where it's a mass distribution, putting them on cars, giving them to everybody you see. This is a tool to get into conversations. This is not a competition to see who can empty their box the first, because these leaflets are a little bit bigger, more colorful for high school students, okay? So they're a lot more engaging for that age group. And so you don't want to just randomly give them away, because kids are going to be like, psh, they're not going to play any games about it. So when you get into a conversation, you identify an area where there's an interest. So if you're using this survey on the back, then we've got the God series, okay? These leaflets, now there's an old God series in these kits that are already made up, but I don't like them, so I'm doing away with these, and these are the new ones. So there's going to be some old stuff, there's going to be some new stuff. So the new ones, this one is How It All Began, Creation Evolution. So if there's someone thinking, well, yeah, you know, that things evolve or whatever, it's like, well, you might want to pull this one out and talk about it. There's this one, Playing by the Rules, but on the back is always the overview. It says, once you start breaking rules or picking and choosing which ones you'll obey and which ones you'll break, where do you draw the line? And so that's going to eventually give you an opening wedge to talk about Sabbath someday, but that's not your first conversation. But it's like, yeah, there are rules in life. Holy steamrollers. Maybe somebody's like, I'm not going to church. People judge me. They're mean to me. It's like, well, it says there are genuine, well-meaning Christians who just get it wrong sometimes. There are people who claim to be Christians but don't act anything like the one they claim to follow. It's like, just because they're at church doesn't mean they're perfect. And posers, are they really, you know, hypocrites, or are they really just like you and me trying our best? So, and so you can pull out one of those, and all you do is give away one of these to someone who is very interested. They can read it, and then on the back it says to read more or to read the light book, the whole gospel, go to the website. And so the website is here. And so they go to angeloneproject.com, and it gives just a little overview of what the gospel is. Oh, it's not pulling up. Sorry about that. I thought you were all with me. So go to sleep. AngelOneProject.com. No, I don't want you to be off. I want you to wake up. Okay, so that's what they'll find as soon as they pull up the website. And you can see the links all the way across the top, but the site just scrolls. So you can go down. Gives you a little overview of what the gospel is. You can click read more and read a little bit more. And it's the good news that you're not alone in this world. Jesus is always there beside you. So it gives a little bit of that. And just some graphics there. So be inspired, read through the Angel One booklet. I need to change that to the Light booklet. Live your faith and start to be a witness. So read about the gospel and immediately challenging people to share it. Then it has Revelation 14:6, saw another angel flying in midair to give the eternal gospel. And then here are all of the leaflets. And now I'm working with my graphic designer right now, because originally things were just posted on the website. Then I got them designed and printed up, so now we're getting the graphics to match what's on the website. So my designer has everything designed, and now she's going to be posting, and so pretty soon you'll see these pictures on there. But this is an overview. So if you go specifically to the Girl to Girl series, these are the thoughts, the ones that are specifically for girls to go out and share with other girls. So a girl to girl encounter might be a couple girls on the street say, hey, we're just talking to girls today. We want to ask you, you know, about life. And you can ask them about, are there things in your life that scare you in the world, just like the other survey. You can say, do you ever experience a lot of drama with your friends? Because one of them is drama girls. Let me take this off. So drama girls talks about that. Stop kissing frogs. What do you suppose that's about? Yeah, don't kiss just any guy thinking he'll turn around and become some Prince Charming. It's like, you're better than that. Does this thought make me look fat? So body image is a huge pressure, right? You are priceless. Self-esteem. Let's make up what to do with relationships, whether it's with a guy or with just a friend, how to work through things. And so there's a different topic. So as you get into the conversation, you find something that they're very interested in, you give them only one, and then they can come to their website and read all the rest for free. Okay? And I'm also going to work with my designer to make a leaflet that's maybe fourfold, and it will just have the title and the synopsis and then a QR code. So you would only have to have that. You could go on the streets, and if kids have a QR reader on their phone, they can just scan and read it right there on their phone, and then they're on the website. That way it's free. It won't cost you anything. You just maybe print off the website, that. And I wanted to just build QR codes onto every page, but people are saying, QR is going by the wayside. It's not going to be around much longer. I don't know. But I'll at least build one flyer that has a QR code so you can just have people scan, and then it's right in their phone. They're on the page. So everything is listed here and on every page. So every page has a how-to. So the girl-to-girl series, bring up the how-to. And the internet slow because it's hooked to my phone.
Is there an only guys one?
No, I don't have an only guys one. We've got the God series, which is the evolution. Does God really exist? Is he mean? There's room to develop more. So if you have ideas to share, that would be great. So here, after reading these little leaflets, just talks about share them with a friend and tell a friend about the website. And so immediately, once again, challenging people to share what they've just learned. If you go to the gospel page, that has the light booklet. So that's the bigger one. It is posted there to read for free. The hope booklet is a little bit geared towards more secular, very, very secular perspective presentation of the gospel. It's a little bit longer. I do have that in book form, but I really haven't figured out how to use that on the streets. And the books cost a lot more. The leaflets are very inexpensive. So this is the booklet form, but they can read it for free online. The Jesus and the Big Three is how to have a balanced devotional life. That's a little overview. And so it has some tools there. So if there's someone on the street, you may say, hey, I don't know how to have a devotional life. You tell them to go to this. And it just, you can print it out. I have them like double-sided, like a bulletin size. You can tuck inside your Bible. And it just gives you the basics. This is really slow. All right, so it has devotional life, outreach, Bible study. So it's just the basic ways to connect with God and to share that. So it's a little overview there on the gospel page. And then the how-to guide, this is the main one that tells you how to be safe witnessing on the streets. Don't go into people's homes, because you can do this door-to-door. You can go to a shopping mall. You can go in front of a theater. Sidewalks around a public high school, college campus. It just gives you the basics of literature evangelism, sharing, and how to be safe. Okay? So it gives you the information of how to do it. And then if you go back once again, and let's go from there, events. And so this, if you go into here, how to have a gospel rally. So you can make a weekend event of it for your youth group to train them how to give the gospel presentation. Show them what all the leaflets are. Go over how to be safe in sharing and on the streets. Practice doing the survey with each other so that they'll be very comfortable going out and witnessing. So it's all very simple. We'll eventually be able to order from the website here. Today I'm still piloting, so I've gotten a bunch of funding so I can give kits away free to people who want to help check them out and see how they work. Then down here there's links. There's the California School Project that gave me the idea. And I've been working with them. It has a link to my book, Digma. Those are videos put together by Ty Gibson. And his videos are really, really good at dealing with evolution. I love his one on evolution. And the one with, are you an accident? How did we come about? How did we get emotions? He has really good apologetics for people who question God. As there's a link to his website. The Do Fast is a humanitarian organization that's been adopted by our church. We do mission trips with them. The Do Fast is like the 30-hour famine, but it's an Adventist organization. So we raise money for them. And then Living It is the link back to the public high school ministry site. And so there's only a few links there. And the Enter the Deep is a interactive baptismal class. That one you have to pay for. And my book you would have to buy. It takes you to the e-book there. And so, but it's an interactive baptismal course by Roy Ice. He's at the Loma Linda Church. And then I started posting some devotionals. I might turn that to testimonials once people are out doing this, because once again, we're just kicking it off. So stories of people who've met someone, who have seen a miracle story on the street, something like that. We can start posting testimonies there. And it's easy to catch email right there, send a message, be in contact. And this has some of the people that helped me out. One of my designers, writer, Dwayne Esmond, he's edited everything. He was vice president for the Review and Herald before it closed down. He's the one who accepted my book for publication. He's now at the White Estate, and he's making a lot of videos and materials to introduce kids to Ellen White and what her ministry is about, because there's really a disconnect today. And so he's trying to get back in and reintroduce Ellen White to millennials and the young people today. So there's even a place to donate. So it's a sidewalk evangelism materials. You can pass these around. Take a look. It's all mixed up and messed up now. The wristbands, they have the website listed on there. So you can just give those away too. They're very inexpensive. And that way people can just take that and go to the website. So take a look. Read through those. Ask questions. Tell me what your thoughts are. It's learning to teach our kids what the gospel is, how to share it, so that they can go out and share their faith, and then invite kids. The goal is to go back to like the same high school once a month, once every 2 weeks. You'll slowly start to get to know people, you know, who the searching kids kind of are. And so it's about using these as a tool to build relationships, invite them to your church and into personal Bible studies. So this isn't a hit and run. It's not mass distribution. This is a tool to use to be able to walk up and talk to people and share Jesus. No, I haven't done it a lot with these materials. We've done this, the Tokay Christian Club at my school there, they've been doing this with, before I developed these, I'm still fine-tuning these. So they've been doing it for years with no trouble. California School Project had introduced us to this. They do it all over the state. It's a public sidewalk, you're taking a survey. People do that all the time. Last April, I went to Souls West when they were meeting in Prescott, Arizona, and I took two carloads of Souls West students. We went to Prescott High, and I went and talked to the school first. I said, hey, I help Christian clubs. Do you have a Christian club here? It's like, this is my ministry, and we're just going to be on the sidewalks after school taking a survey. Yeah, and they're like, okay, that's cool. They didn't care. We're on the sidewalks talking to kids, and we have a positive message. I wasn't out there at the cross preaching and badgering people and telling them they're going to hell. So we were there to share the gospel. And so I communicated with the school first. And, you know, Christian clubs can have activities, and that's off their campus. But I just, so that they would know what we were doing, you know, just for a heads up. So, yeah, it was great. And then we talked to the kids. There's a Mormon seminary right across the street. And so all the Mormon kids were out in front of there. And so the Souls West kids, there's like talking to them. The friendliest kids ever, and then they kind of fanned out the leaflets. They said, okay, which one do you want? They're like, oh, I want that one, that one, that. And all these kids, I've got pictures of us with them, they're holding them up, and it was a great experience for them to know that you care, that you're being friendly, you're asking about their world, you have things that are obviously well done, professional, and that are interesting to teenagers. It's great. It's a really fun way to witness. Which church? That's the one just north of Fresno?
Yeah.
I preached there a few times before I left. They were without a pastor, so we were taking turns going there preaching. I didn't remember the high school. I was pulled into the parking lot. Is it on the other side?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah, and that's before I developed all this stuff, so I probably wasn't paying as much attention. That's great. So you could start doing this. And then open up once a week, once a month, have, you know, a youth night, youth afternoon. You could offer tutoring. You could just have a hangout. You could have put up a Bible study sign. I mean, yeah, you're right there and just being out there sharing and showing that you care. So that's really cool. My church is right across the street from a high school too, and so that's how I got involved. So God puts us strategically placed at times. So when I was presenting this in Michigan, it was actually in Chicago, but it's for the Lake Union, and there was someone from, was it Battle Creek Academy, the English teacher, took one of the kids, and she was going to start teaching kids to give a gospel presentation for speech class. And then it was the academy in Illinois, a boarding academy there right across the street from a public high school. And they said, we've never talked to those kids before. We're going to start. And so they were going to start an outreach to the kids right across the street. So, yeah, it's an exciting concept. And so any administrators in our church that I've talked to from the GC on down, people love the concept. It is so Adventist, but it is so relevant, and it's for a group that we're not reaching. But if we can start reaching out to every high school, we reach every person. Yeah. So I praise God that He is bringing this together. And be happy to set you guys up with as much material as you need.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's Word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermon, please visit www.audioverse.org.